Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Well, Happy New Year. We haven't said it yet to you. Hope you're having a good one. Toll free, the number is 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the dream team. Dr. Debbie's here, although she's kind of speaking quietly today. What's the deal? Too much partying on New Year's or what?
Yeah, too much partying. And you know how you're like in a loud room, you're trying to have conversation, you end up screaming. So yeah, I've kind of got a little bit of a hoarse voice after
What? What about it, Joey?
That was some party, it sounds like.
Yeah. It sure was, yeah.
Yeah, we all had a good
time. But you wish we were there.
Yeah, we all had a good time. Joey, you weren't invited?
No, I wasn't invited.
Wait, what's the deal? You were like fishing this year on New Year's?
Yeah, I guess. You weren't around.
Yeah, listen, I was out in the ocean deep sea fishing, so you don't get to do that often. But I got an earful when I came home to my wife because I left her at home.
What? You leave your wife home on New Year's?
Wait a minute, she was at the party.
Listen, there you go. So I'm glad. See, I'm happy you guys took care of her for me. So
she wasn't that mad after all.
Yeah.
She was having a blast. Let's take care of business. We have Tippi Hedren on the show today, and this has got to be her 15 millionth appearance, plus the fact that we actually went down and broadcast from her Shambhala Reserve once.
That was so awesome.
Truly amazing.
Lifetime experience.
And she's working on more legislation to really take the whole exotic animal, wild animal, especially the big cats, out of the breeding and out of the
backyards as pets. I mean, come on.
People think they're really cute, and they grow up, and then they end up at her sanctuary.
Yep.
Where she has, I think, between 30 and 50 animals.
Is it is it actually legal to have these,
It is in a lot of areas. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Like in the Las Vegas area, the exotic pets are very big. So you can have someone with a jaguar living next door to you, and it's not the kind that goes in the garage.
And that's legal.
You know, we couldn't even have monkeys in New Jersey. When I was a kid growing up, I always wanted to, one of those squirrel monkeys. And
you too.
Weren't allowed to have them because it was illegal. So.
Well, I'm going to get one on my 50th birthday. Going to get one so you can hang out with us and play with the monkey.
And I'm going to divorce you on your 49th.
Okay. Dog father Joey Villani is also here to answer your questions toll free at 1-866-405-8405. Can we go to this one? It's been blinking all afternoon.
Go ahead. Okay. Pick it up, Hal.
Hey, Karen.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Where are you?
I live right outside Chicago, Illinois, in Glen Ellen.
Chicago. Okay. Well, what's going on with your pets? I have Dr. Debbie right here, and I understand you need to talk to her.
Yeah, I was listening to your senior show, and you were talking about a lot of different things. But one thing that I didn't hear that was touched on is I have he's about 11 years old. He's adopted, so I don't know exactly. And he's got arthritis in his back end. And therefore, it's real hard for him to maintain muscle. So I'm wondering if there's a way that I can, either through exercise or some type of diet, build muscle or at least maintain what he has, so it doesn't atrophy.
Exactly. And that's the active word right there. So I'm so glad you said that, Karen. When our pets have chronic pain, arthritis, it causes them to not use their muscles in the full range of motion. And that results in disuse atrophy. So the legs get skinnier. And then as a consequence of that, they get less strong. So pets may be unsteady. They may be wobbly and they may not be as sure-footed. So that's kind of all that cascade of effect. And the basic problem is arthritic pain there. So the most important thing is that we address the pain on many different levels. So that might be a combination of using joint supplements, might be non-steroidal pain medication that we might have prescribed by your veterinarian. And we might use like other pain medicines. There's a great one called Tramadol that we use a lot for older pets as another way of attacking their pain.
Okay. And then a pill form or with a shot?
I'm sorry?
Is that pill form or is it with a shot?
That's a
Tramadol,
pill form.
You called it?
Tramadol, yeah. And we can use that along with a lot of these other medicines to kind of complement them. So there's never just one product that I typically put my older pets with osteoarthritis on. I will use a multi-modal approach to this. So we try different things. And then some pets, once we get all that on board, then we can really work on some soft exercise. very short leash walks. If we have a pool, like we do in Las Vegas, swimming is a great muscle builder. It doesn't bear any weights on the joints and allows them to use their legs. So we want to make sure a pet is not going to be more uncomfortable. So you have to control the pain first, but then that can be a great way to help build up that muscle. And in many areas and some big big cities, we have areas that have pet physical therapy departments. And actually in Las Vegas, there's a department in one of the specialty clinics where we have physical therapy to help build muscle tone in pets that are recovering from illnesses and injuries, as well as things like older pets with arthritis. So that's a great thing. Now, another option, kind of in this multiple ways of hitting things, is there's a medicine called Adequan. And it's another type. He has been on that. Did that help? Did that help him?
It really helped him tremendously, but it's very expensive. So we kind of did it sparingly.
Yeah, and that's the downside. It's an injectable form that helps to kind of rebuild the cartilage and help keep that joint as healthy as possible. And a lot of pets can really benefit from it, but it's because of the cost. Sometimes it's not the first thing that we'll jump to. But for a lot of pets that we've tried everything else in the world, it can really be very helpful for these guys. So
great. And what should he be sleeping on? Should he be sleeping on special bedding?
That's a great comment. Yes, absolutely. For older pets, pets that have arthritic issues, I would definitely go for some nice padded bedding. Make sure that we're not sleeping on hard floors, and we want to try to make sure that they're off cool areas. A lot of times they're drawn to that, but we want to make sure they're not close to chills and things like that. So, yes, nice, soft, padded orthopedic bedding is the way to go. So, yes, thank you for bringing up those wonderful points. And for our senior pets out there, there's a lot we can do. So, definitely work with your veterinarian to find the right plan for your pet.
Okay. And that is wonderful.
Go give your senior pet a big old hug from all of us here at Animal Radio. I appreciate your call.
I will. Thanks for your help.
1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team, toll free. And this one's for Dr. Debbie. Welcome to the show, Daryl.
Hello.
What's going on?
I've got a three, four-year-old English Mastiff, and we've got kind of prior problems with her, such as, you know, kidney disease and other, you know, pretty healthy, though. But my wife was petting her the other day, yesterday, and she felt a lump on the bottom of her throat.
Uh-huh.
And she's got, you know, she's already got a couple little things on her back. You know, she's had checked out. They're like cysts or something, but not life-threatening. And but she said this one just felt different. It was, you know, like it was further up in there. And, you know, she's got her a vet appointment for Monday to go have her looked at, but I'm curious, is that something that could be cancer, or what could that be?
Well, can you put her up to the microphone? I want to get a good feel.
Wish we could do that.
Because that really will tell us quite a bit. Now, can you describe perhaps where, like, is it up by the point of the jaw, lower down around the throat area?
Yeah, like lower down around the throat area.
Is it in the skin? Can you pull it away from her body, or is it attached?
You know, I'm not certain, but she, like I said, she does got a couple. One that's on her back, but it's more in her skin area. It's one that you can, you know, take and grab and pull on if you want to. It doesn't hurt her or anything. She's had it looked at by the vet, and that one's nothing life-threatening or anything, or nothing that's going to hurt her, but... But
yeah, and when you say playing with it, you know, I kind of have this thing. I'll be doing a physical exam with a pet and talking and listening to the pet parent, and I'll feel something, and my hands just get distracted, and I can't stop touching it. And so a lot of times with these kind of lumps and bumps, I'm already kind of playing with it while I'm talking to mom and dad. So I'll feel it, see if it kind of rolls in your fingertips, if it's kind of loose in the skin. That's definitely better. Not to say that we can't get serious growths that occur in the skin, but it's a lot better for the pet in most scenarios if it's loose in the skin, especially if we're talking about having to do some kind of surgery or removal on things there. So I think that sounds somewhat favorable. And size-wise, how big is this thing?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Okay. All righty. And just in general, if it's something that changes very fast, gets very big very fast, or changes in the texture, how firm it might feel, then it definitely gets my little radar up. And I would certainly address that a little bit quicker than putting it off. But yeah, and your veterinarian may want to, you know, more than just examine the area. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just take a needle biopsy, a little sample of that, and make some microscope slides. We can look at that in our laboratory, or we'll send that out to a pathologist. And that is kind of how we can make that determination. How concerned do we really need to be? Because the honest truth is, you can't detect cancer by feeling. As much as, you know, I might like to think I have good instincts, it's impossible to tell just by feeling, even using those characteristic guidelines that I mentioned. So that needle biopsy might give you that peace of mind to say, okay, maybe not a big deal. Or, okay, this is something we really need to address and look into. Hope that all turns out okay, Daryl, and that she gets a clean bill of health with that checkup. This is Dr. Debbie. We're here for your calls at 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
You know Canine Caviar for their great human-grade ingredients in your dog's food. We now continue that tradition and excellent pet nutrition with 7 single-serving cat food trays. We love our cats and dogs, and that's why we're featuring all human-grade tuna, salmon, and chicken proteins with other hand-chosen ingredients to promote proper nutrition. They're in environmentally friendly, recyclable, BPA-free plastic trays. Look for Canine and Feline Caviar products at your local pet supply store or online. For more information, call 800-392-7898.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Now is the time to get down to your local Kubota dealer for a great deal on a new Z700 zero-turn mower during Kubota's Gear Up and Go sales event. Need maximum productivity? Want outstanding terrain performance? How about an ergonomic design for optimum control? The Z700 is the new standard for turf care professionals. And right now, you can get great financing, a great price, and great terms. See your local Kubota dealer now. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Hey, this is Brian DiTillo. I play Lucas Roberts on Days of Our Lives, and you're listening to Animal Radio. And please don't forget to have your pet spayed or neutered. That's my favorite saying from Bob Barker, by the way.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. Reach out to the Dream Team. Tippi Hedren, actress Tippi Hedren, just around the corner. And all these pictures, and I remember these pictures that you brought in this morning of Tippi, well, actually of Melanie Griffith with her lion? Is that a lion? It's got to be a lion.
That's
a lion.
Yeah,
mane.
It has a big, yes.
The lion named Neil apparently hung out with them. It looks like in this picture they're doing homework. Melanie Griffith, who I... got to say, you know, it was either me or Antonio Banderas for Melanie Griffith. And she chose Antonio, and it didn't work out for her. So I'm just saying, you know, I don't know if she's moved on. But anyway, Tippi Hedren's on the show in a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't know, didn't even comment there.
Yeah.
This Wednesday at our Facebook page, we continue with the Wacky Wednesday. And if you have a wacky picture of your pet, we encourage you to upload it. And if you don't have any, just go look at all the wacky pet pictures that we seem to collect over at the Facebook page, which is now a great waste of time for me because I see so many great videos and pictures over there.
You can get lost in it.
You really can. You could just go over to look at this picture right now or sign up, and then 3 hours later. What have I been doing on Animal Radio's Facebook page but looking at all these videos and wacky pictures? If you upload your pictures this week, and you are selected as the number one picture, and that's voted by the likes, you will win.
Behind door number three, we have a great package from Fresh Dog. Oh. Now, this is a great cleaning package. It includes the original all-natural dry shampoo powder, a waterless bath foam, their best-selling natural colloidal oatmeal shampoo, and conditioner.
Mm.
It's a great package from Fresh Dog. You'll have a Fresh Dog, I tell you, if you use these products on them.
And if you want to pick up on those and win those this week, head on over to our Facebook page at Animal Radio. And let's take one for Dr. Debbie. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. Dr. Debbie's right here for you.
Hi.
All right, thank you.
So what do you got going on there?
Well, I have a two-year-old. She's a female, short-haired. I got her. She was only a day old. Mom abandoned her. And anyway, she celebrated her 2 years of being here. But she has a problem that I can't quite figure out, and I don't know if it's emotional or if it's a physical problem. We've had several cats, and I've seen them chase their tails before, but nothing like this one does. She actually gets angry at it. She'll bite her tail, she'll actually hiss and show her teeth, and she goes in circles one way and then goes in circles the other way. Anybody that's ever seen her, they think she has a problem too, but I didn't know if this was something that, you know, and she doesn't do it all the time. It's kind of like we'll be sitting and watching television, and all of a sudden maybe she'll start doing that, and it's not like she's starving for attention. I'm there all day with her. And when she's doing that, you can't touch her. She won't have nothing to do with you.
And what if you do touch her? What does she do if you try to touch her at that moment?
Well, when you try to even approach her, she just runs off, and then she just continues to growl and goes in her circles, or, you know, still upset with her tail. And it seems to be that tail that she doesn't seem to be able to control. It'll slap her in her face, like, you know, and she'll continue to run around. And, like I thought, she'll go in circles one way. She'll stop, and she'll go in circles the other way, and all the time that she's doing that, she's growling or trying to, and sometimes she does catch her tail, and then she doesn't know what to do. She just gets angry at it.
Does she bite it or injure it in any way?
Well, I don't think she's drawn any blood or anything like that. She does occasionally catch up with it. Like, even when she sits in my lap, she will start growling, and then her tail, we actually will hold her tail down to seem to keep it from twitching and doing its little thing, and she seems to calm a little bit. That's if she's in our lap. Otherwise, it's just really strange. Don't know what to do with her.
All righty. Now, does she have any other problems where she, like if you pet her, does she have any problems where her skin crawls or she tries to attack you if you're petting her?
No. No, but, you know, she does have one other thing, and she doesn't do this to anybody else but me, but, like, I'll be standing, and I'll maybe have my arms to my side, and she'll actually jump up and kind of almost nip at me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't do that to anybody else. It just seems to be she likes to get even with me, I guess. I don't know.
and then does she have any kind of skin sores, anything where she's chewing herself, itching elsewhere, like on her body, anything like that?
No. No,
okay.
No. She, well, let me back up. About 3 months ago, she did have some little, like a little red mark, and we ended up going to the vet, and they did give us some topical, but then it was gone, and he thought it was just an irritation of some sort, you know. But that's not her tail. That was more like by her groin, you know, or her back area there. But this is just a tail thing, it seems to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this isn't unheard of. I mean, it may seem like you're the first person to have to deal with this crazy behavior. But yeah, we do see this. And the good thing for you is that she's not traumatizing that tail, because I do see cats that will start to attack their tail, chew it. And I've actually had some chew it down to the bone where we have to amputate the tail. And the causes of this behavior can be from a couple different sources. There's some overlap, so it does take a little bit of some looking to figure out what we might be dealing with. There are some kitties where it's just a behavioral problem, almost like an OCD kind of thing. For them, you know, sometimes we'll talk about behavior meds. There are kitties that have skin disease, things like allergies, food allergies, and that can, it's generally also, we see other skin-related problems going along with this. So it's not always just the tail that they try to attack or that they're bothered with. They generally also will chew, lick, or have other types of skin problems. So if that's any possibility, then I'd encourage you to have your veterinarian do kind of like a skin workup, whether we're looking into allergies with diets or medications or what have you. We get into some of the more bizarre causes of tail chewing and attacking the tail for kitties. And those are pain syndromes and what we call hyperesthesia syndromes. Those are kind of a little bit more unusual, but we can see some kitties that have spinal problems or types of pain that can affect the very far nerves into the tail area. And those are kind of a little trickier to figure out. And if there's, you know, she sounds like she's a young kitty, so probably not horribly in the arthritis category. But for old cats that do this kind of thing, I definitely check them for spine arthritis, hip problems, because we can see some problems where they'll start to mutilate their tail. But for your little baby, I would say that I might go looking towards some of the behavioral possibilities here. If we're at all worried about something like a neuropathy or a pain type problem, it would be kind of the equivalent of in people where we have like the pins and needle type sensation. And, you know, if you're a cat and that happened to you, you can almost imagine what a cat might do. So in some of these situations, chewing on the tail or attacking the tail would be consistent with that type of a pain response. So for some kitties, I'll put them on a drug called gabapentin if we're worried about that kind of pain that they might be having. So a little bit of some challenges. Like I said, the good thing for you is that she's not injuring herself at this point with the tail. So you've got a little bit of time and room where we can try some things.
Animal Radio is underwritten by Natural Balance Pet Foods, the finest food and treats you can buy for your pet. No matter which formula of Natural Balance Pet Food or solution-oriented treat you choose, it will truly be the food for a lifetime and a treat to treat them right. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Van Patten, and I'm here to talk to you about our solution-oriented treats for cats and dogs. Natural Balance Pet Foods offers several nutritious treat formulas with tasty solutions for pets. Our treats feature unique ingredients like venison, duck, and salmon, accented with cranberries and pumpkin, and offer grain-free options. At Natural Balance, our philosophy is to provide pets and their owners the food for a lifetime. Natural Balance treats truly treat them right. For more information, visit naturalbalanceinc.com.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Save responsibly.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.